This week, KUCB is profiling the finalists of the 2019 Aleutian Marketplace Competition, which awards grants to aspiring entrepreneurs from the region. Contenders stand to win between $3,000 and $10,000 from the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association. Today, we'll hear from Unalaska's Travis Swangle, who told KUCB's Zoe Sobel about his plan for a bike rental business.
The idea is island bike rentals, and I would provide bicycles for tourists and visitors to rent to explore our community.
And right now, like, what are the options for people if they want to get around and explore Unalaska?
Well, I suppose a person could rent a car, or you could walk around on your own 2 feet. I don't know really any other options right now being offered, but I feel that the bikes are healthy, fun way to explore in Alaska. And I'm hoping other people feel the same way.
Tell me a little bit about the type of people that you think would be interested in bike rentals in Unalaska.
I think the main target is going to be the cruise ship people, just because you got a ship that comes in and you have, hundreds or sometimes more people coming in. And a lot of the times they only have anywhere from, 5 to 7 hours here in the community, and doesn't leave them a lot of time to maybe explore all the things they would like to see. And I've noticed as they walk around, they're always kind of referring to some sort of map and trying to see where they can make it to next. And I just feel that on a bike, they would be able to explore more in their limited time that they're here.
I understand you've applied for funding through APICTA to start a business before, and you were a finalist. Is this proposal different from what you made before, or similar?
More or less, it's the same pitch. I'm leaning towards a high-end kind of bike or an e-bike. I have a couple myself, and I've let many people ride it and try it out, and I can't recall a single person that's came back without a big smile on their face. So, yeah, I just think there's a lot of people that once they get on them, they're going to realize that the e-bike's the way to go.
I mean, I've seen you ride your e-bike around town. You rode it in the Bobby Storrs Half Marathon and destroyed the competition and created a new category. But what's your favorite thing about e-biking?
It just kind of makes it fun all over again. I don't know. I don't know if you remember as a kid, like the first time riding a bike. I know I do. And it was pretty liberating and pretty exciting, And after all these years, jumping on a bike, it kind of makes you feel like a kid again. But I have to say, when you jump on an e-bike and it just takes off with little effort, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Everyone participating in this competition is going to walk away with some money. Do you know what you would plan to use it for?
One of the big purchases, I think the key for this business to work is going to be having a trailer to store the bikes in. And it's basically a mobile platform for the business. And I think that's key. And that's probably what the money would be going to at first, is to purchase the trailer and put a wrap on it.
Even just this year, Unalaska has a lot more cruise ships coming in. It sounds like that is a really big... It could be a very big industry for the community, and maybe your business could go side by side with that.
Yeah, there's, as of now, I believe there's 20 cruise ships scheduled for this year, which is a record for Unalaska. I feel like there's a lot of potential there. Obviously the bike rental was just one idea, but yeah, it'd be great to see, some other businesses start up and start taking advantage of these visitors and maybe start growing, the local tourism industry and help diversify our economy here. I think it'd be great.
That was Travis Swangle of Unalaska speaking with KUCB's Zoe Sobel. Tomorrow we'll hear from the third finalist, Hallie Hanna Stepatin, about her proposed cafe in Akatan.